And if the chief clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson.
Here.
Bagby.
Here.
Brechtel.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Byrd.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Carson.
Here.
Childers.
Here.
Cohey.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Dirks.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Gilmore.
Here.
Gingery.
Here.
Goggles.
Here.
Hales.
Here.
Hallinan.
Here.
Hammonds.
Here.
Harshman.
Here.
Harvey.
Here.
Illaway.
Here.
Yagi.
Here.
Jorgensen.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Lockhart.
Here.
Lubno.
Here.
Madden.
Here.
McKim.
Here.
McComey.
Here.
Mercer.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Millen.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Patton.
Here.
Peasley. Peasley.
Here.
Pedersen.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Philp.
Here.
Korberg.
Here.
Roscoe.
Here.
Semlek.
Here.
Shepperson.
Here.
Stewart.
Here.
Stubson.
Here.
Teeters.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Throne.
Here.
Wallace.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
60 present.
The prayer this morning is again by Father Gary Ruzicka from St. Mary's Catholic Church in Cheyenne. Father Ruzicka.
Let us pray. Father, maker of all, in you we live and move and have our being. We pause as we begin this day to acknowledge that you are God and we are not. We are but your servants. Be present with us. Grant us the gift of wisdom to know right from wrong. Grant us the understanding to discern the path to the future that you choose for us. Give us the patience to listen to all points of view, especially those which differ from ours. Make us responsive to the needs of all people. Grant us the courage to overcome obstacles that lead us into our future. May we know fortitude tempered by discretion. Lord, may your blessings descend upon us now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the House please come to order? The cinnamon roll won't taste that good with this stuff on it.
Are you going to go on that?
No, I have plenty, thanks. Will the House please come to order? the doctor of the day. The doctor of the day is Dr. Christina Stefka from Cheyenne. Welcome, Dr. Stefka. Thank you. Journal Committee Report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of January 28, 2009 has been read and recommends it to be approved. Signed, Representative Barbuto, Representative Moniz.
Messages from the Senate.
Message 157, Mr. Speaker, the Senate adopted the Committee of the Whole report, failing the bills as below by the vote indicated. Senate File 65, cellular phone use prohibited while driving. Ayes 13, no 17. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 158, Mr. Speaker, the Senate adopted the Committee of the Whole report, failing the bills as below by the vote indicated. Senate Joint Resolution 1, Equal Military Benefits for Citizens, ayes 13, no 17, signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Representative Davison, you may have privilege of the floor.
We have another birthday today that I think we should join in wishing Dave Miller a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We're at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 278.
House Bill 278, introduced by Representative Harshman.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to criminal offenses, sex offenders' internet access.
House Bill 278 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 284.
House Bill 284, introduced by Representative Hallinan.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to driving while under the influence.
House Bill 284 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 285.
House Bill 285, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses, mandatory minimum sentences for sexual abuse of a minor.
House Bill 285 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 283.
House Bill 283, introduced by Representative Anderson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue regarding digital products.
House Bill 283 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for consideration is House Bill 280.
House Bill 280, introduced by Representative Hammonds.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to school districts regarding cash reserves.
House Bill 280 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for consideration is House Bill 279.
House Bill 279, introduced by Representative Throne.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to property statements of consideration review.
House Bill 279 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 281.
House Bill 281, introduced by Representative Landon.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the administration of government regarding telemedicine state system.
House Bill 281 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 282.
House Bill 282, introduced by Representative Connolly.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming Business Council reporting.
House Bill 282 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. We're at that order of business of Senate files on first reading. The first Senate file for our consideration is Senate File 2.
Senate File 2, introduced by the Corporation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
Act relating to insurance companies' insurance financial reporting requirements.
Senate File 2 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. We're at that order of business of bills on second reading. The first bill for our consideration. Standing Committee reports.
Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 231, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Ayes, Begbie, Barbuto, Kennedy, Mercer, Patton, Peasley, Quarburg, Throne, no Gingrey, signed Representing Gingrey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 3, respectfully report same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Berger, Hammonds, Harshman, Jorgensen, Pedersen, Philp, Stewart. Signed, Representative Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 54, respectfully report same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Berger, Hammonds, Harshman, Jorgensen, Pedersen, Philp, Stewart. Signed, Representative Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 130, respectfully report same back to the House that it do pass. Ayes, Berger, Hammonds, Harshman, Jorgensen, Pedersen, Philp, Stewart. Signed, Representative Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 252, respectfully report same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Berger, Hammonds, Jorgensen, Pedersen, Philp, Stewart. Absent, Harshman. Signed, Representative Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred House Bill 173, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Brechtel, Connolly, Kraft, Dirks, Yagi, Lubnow, McKim, McComey, Teeter. Signed, Representative McComey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred House Bill 174, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Brechtel, Connolly, Kraft, Dirks, Yagi, Lubnow, McKim, McComey, Teeter. Signed, Representative McComey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 75, respectfully report same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Blake, Carson, Edmonds, Gilmore, Moniz, Semlek, Teeters, Wallace, Wanitzer, Dan. Signed, Representative Semlek, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 99, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Blake, Carson, Edmonds, Gilmore, Moniz, Semlek, Teeters, Wallace, Zwanitzer, Dan. Signed, Representative Semlek, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 198, respectfully report same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Blake, Carson, Edmonds, Gilmore, Moniz, Semlek, Teeters, Wallace, Zwanitzer, Dan. Signed, Representative Semlek, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom is referred House Bill 41, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Bonner, Davison, Escobel, Goggles, Hallinan, Harvey, Landon, Millen, Shepperson. Signed, Representative Landon, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 12, Rules and Procedures, to whom is referred House Bill 160, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Buchanan, Cohey, Gingrey, Goggles, Illaway, Jorgensen, Landon, Lubnow, Meyer, Philp, Simpson. No. Excused, Quarberg, Throne. Signed, Representative Simpson, Chairman.
We are now at that order of business on this 13th day of the session of bills on second reading. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 44.
House Bill 44, introduced by Representative Jorgensen, an act relating to professions and occupations, surveyors and engineers.
Representative Stubson. Oh, excuse me, Representative Stubson.
Mr. Speaker, I would go ahead. There's actually two amendments, second reading amendments. I would withdraw the first one and move second reading amendment number 2.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is really, I believe, a friendly amendment, and it's just a technical amendment to clarify the fees that are going to be charged to applicants. There is a provision on page 15 of the bill that cross-references Wyoming Statute 331201, which sort of lays out how fees are to be set. And there was a potential for some confusion under 3329163, which is on page 25 of the bill. And this just seeks to clarify what could be an area of confusion by amending Section B to include a cross-reference to that other statutory provision by inserting a corrected statutory cross-reference in Section C so that it's just clear the authority and powers of the board to set set fees and what the restrictions are. So with that, I would take any questions.
Representative Jorgensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I can't tell you how pleased I am to receive a friendly second amendment on this bill. And I urge that you approve it and pass the bill on for further consideration. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time? Question being called on second reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 44. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Second reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 44 is passed. House Bill 44 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 74.
House Bill 74, introduced by Representative Brown, an act relating to water and sewer districts.
House Bill 74, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 78.
House Bill 78, introduced by Representative Brown, an act relating to improvement in service districts.
House Bill 78, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 133.
House Bill 133, introduced by Representative Kennedy, an act relating to game and fish hunting use of electronic sites.
House Bill 133, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 141.
House Bill 141, introduced by Representative Gingrey, an act relating to driving under the influence.
Representative Dan Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The other body today is debating the same section, so at this time I'd like to actually withdraw second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 141.
So ordered. Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move second reading amendment to House Bill 141. And all this amendment does is replace that, that quasi-lifetime sentence for a fourth conviction with a 15-year look-back. I talked it over with the sponsor of the bill, and he seemed reasonable about it and in favor of it, but he can speak for himself on that. As I said yesterday in general file, I see a situation like this where a person has a lifetime thing hanging over his head. Seems like it's heavy-handed, a little onerous. Everything else in the bill, I don't see anything that stands out to be quite as unpleasant in appearance as that. So that's the reason, I urge your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, this is fine. If you want to go from the lifetime down to 15, that's great. So I would urge you to vote aye.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time? We're voting on second reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 141. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Second reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 141 is passed. Representative Stubson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd go ahead and withdraw second reading amendment number 3.
Second reading amendment number 3 to House Bill 141 is withdrawn. House Bill 141, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 145.
House Bill 145, introduced by Representative Davison, an act relating to rural health care districts.
House Bill 145, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Mr. Speaker, pro tem, would you please come up to the chair?
Okay. HJ 9, we are at that order. The next bill for our consideration is HJ 9.
Housing Resolution Number 9, introduced by Representative Simpson, a joint resolution to encourage county officials to take a proactive approach to burgeoning wind energy resource development.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. At this time, I'd like to withdraw second reading amendment number 1 to House Joint Resolution 9.
Okay. That's withdrawn. Just take that one.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, thank you. I move second reading amendment number 2 to House Joint Resolution 9. Ladies and gentlemen, on page 2 of the bill, the amendment goes into line 5, deletes 18.2.101, which is the general authority granted to counties, and inserts 18.5.201, which is the specific authority for land use planning. And I think that's the more appropriate reference. It also goes to page 2, line 13. After establishing, insert, or updating land use, and then after and, insert related. So line 13 would read, line 12 and 13, that all Wyoming counties are encouraged to act proactively in establishing or updating land use plans and related regulations that address the impact of wind energy development. I believe that amendment makes the resolution more consistent with the statutes and Wyoming case law, and I'd urge your favorable consideration, and it would answer any questions you might have.
Anybody for the first time? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Joint Resolution 9, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered.
We're at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for consideration of third reading consent list consisting of House Bills 26, 35, 47, 59, 60, 76, 83, 111, 113, and 207.
Would anyone like to request the withdrawal of any bills from the consent list? Reading clerk, please read the bills on the consent list.
House Bill 26, introduced by Representative Buchanan, an act relating to circuit court magistrates, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 35, introduced by Representative Millen, an act relating to election judges, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 47, introduced by the Transportation Committee, an act relating to commercial signage on highways, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 59, introduced by Representative Stubson, an act relating to liquor licenses at golf clubs, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 60, introduced by Representative Buchanan, an act relating to crimes and offenses, sex offenses by corrections personnel, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 76, introduced by Representative Illaway, an act relating to election code revisions, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 83, introduced by Representative Throne, an act relating to governmental immunity, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 111, introduced by the Mineral Committee, an act relating to Clean Coal Task Force, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 113, introduced by Representative Buchanan, an act relating to regulation of traffic regarding careless driving. House Bill 207, introduced by Representative Carson, an act relating to game and fish regarding Internet hunting, be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner. Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison. Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds. Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore. Gingery, Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim, McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton, Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes. As to House Bill 26, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 ayes. As to House Bill 35, are there any changes? Madden? Madden, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 59 ayes, 1 no. As to House Bill 47, are there any changes? Okay. Patton, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 no. As to House Bill 59, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Stewart, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 no. As to House Bill 60, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 ayes. As to House Bill 76, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 ayes. As to House Bill 83, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Korberg? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 no. As to House Bill 111, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes. As to House Bill 113, are there any changes? Dirks? Aye to no. Mercer? Aye to no. Landon, aye to no. Philp, aye to no. Gilmore, aye to no. Roscoe, aye to no. Zwanitzer Dan, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 53 ayes, 7 noes. As to House Bill 207, are there any changes? Teeters, aye to no. Philp, aye to no. Madden, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 56 ayes, 4 noes.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bills 26, 35, 47, 59, 60, 76, 83, 111, 113, and 207 have passed the House. We are at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. regular list. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 48.
House Bill 48, introduced by Representative Brown, an act relating to game and fish regarding game bird farms raising sage grouse. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Chairman Landon.
Mr. Speaker, I move third reading amendment number one to House Bill 48. Ladies and gentlemen, this amends the language on page two, starting on line four, where the last sentence of that particular of this particular bill says that a person that no person who has a license for a bird farm is authorized to raise the native sage grouse until this date that's written in here, April 1st, 2010. Now, it's my understanding that the intent of this bill is to have the Game and Fish make a report to the Tribal Recreation and Cultural Resources Committee, and then they will bring forward legislation and that will appropriately address the issues that are of concern with this, with sage grouse being raised in private farms and released. My concern was that if something were to happen, and if these previous steps don't go according to plan, then all of a sudden it automatically defaults that after April 1st, 2010, is bird farms would be able to raise and release sage grouse without any rules and without any constraints. So this amendment just proposes that that they shall not be raised or released until it's permitted and until it's authorized by legislation that the legislature will eventually come up with. And it might well happen by the date that's and I know it's planned to, and everything in the bill is written that this will happen by next year. But if something were not to happen, this is going to give us time to continue to consider this and get the rules right.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, this actually strengthens the bill, and I thank the chairman for the hard work that he did, the hard spade work to get approval for this. It's a friendly amendment, and I urge its adoption.
Anyone else for their first time? We are voting on third reading amendment number one to House Bill 48. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Third reading amendment number one to House Bill 48 has passed. House Bill 48 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen, Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes.
House Bill 48, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 48 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 84.
House Bill 84, introduced by Representative Galloway, an act relating to economic development property tax exemption.
Representative.
Being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 84. What this amendment does, ladies and gentlemen, is accommodates business incubators, for one thing, regarding property tax exemptions. As you know, business incubators are a central basic tool to economic development organizations. And the reason these incubators exist is to provide low rents for startup businesses in those early years. This is kind of a compromise. We're saying here that this exemption could last a maximum of 3 years. And the logic here is that either by then they should be on their feet enough to handle rents, or I should taxes within their rents, or if they're not, it's time to move them out of the incubator and put someone else in. So that's the amendment, and I urge your support. Thank you.
Representative Korberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against this amendment. This amendment, I think, just goes one step too far. We seem to be fixated with the possibility that on some of the community development organization's property, there's going to be a business incubator set up. We need to look beyond this to the big picture. This is about a community development organization that has taken the risk of purchasing a piece of property, turning it into a business park, and whether or not the community development organization if they decide to lease that piece of property and let a business set up on that piece of property, then should the community development organization continue to pay or start to pay property tax on the lease? And every amendment that's come up has just gradually reduced this down to a tool that now we're, in my opinion, fringing on the confidentiality of the very business that we're putting up, plus we're limiting the business to a newly created business, which discriminates against a business that might already be in town and might want to expand. They might need to move from their present location onto the business park in an expansion, creating new jobs. So I just think that this amendment's too onerous, and I think it kills the intent of the overall bill. On and against the amendment.
Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. When I originally brought this amendment, this was discussing vacant land that's being assessed other than vacant land. I know particularly I have to talk about the two areas here in Cheyenne because those are what I know. It's vacant land, used to be agricultural land, and now there are businesses that have moved on to parts of that vacant land. Those businesses are paying property taxes, but the vacant land that's still in those business parks is being assessed at a higher value than just plain basic, vacant land. The intent was to not pay those property taxes at the expanded rate. If you continue to raise, if the assessors throughout the state continue to raise the property taxes on vacant land, what we end up with is that no matter what the business council does in going and giving money to community development organizations, it will eventually be that they don't want it anymore because they can't afford to continue to purchase land that continues to be assessed at a high value. I've tried to work with these folks that have brought the amendment. First, we had a standing committee amendment, and then we had a second reading amendment, and now we have a third reading amendment, and they keep getting just a little bit deeper. I think it's a bad piece. We originally came to it came to this legislature in regards to the community development organization, property tax exemption. We seem to think that everybody's going to get away from paying property taxes. The community development organization here in Cheyenne owns several buildings. And they have leased those buildings out. The people that lease the buildings pay property tax. If they didn't pay property tax, then the community development organization would pay. This is about vacant land. On and against the amendment.
Chairman Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for the amendment, and I wouldn't have likely come up to support the amendment except that a very thing happened that the good representative from Thermopolis talked about. And I know that my good friend and colleague from Sheridan County, he and I differ on this somewhat, but it's my perception that a private company that was profitable, that was doing quite well, moved to a business park that has been built by our county and expanded, and I think they're still quite profitable. But in this case, what happens there is they don't pay property tax on that particular property. And so this bill has proposed, now that we have the community development organization, once again, this group, it's private citizens, and they've organized this business entity, and they're working with new and established businesses. And so is this going to cause all of our private individuals to want to form these organizations so that they, when they buy property, they can, as an added enticement to those who will want to come onto their property, won't have to pay taxes? The thing that really bothers me about this is we're, to me, it looks like we're inadvertently skewing the market away from, in favor of the individual who has a parcel of land that they want to develop and they want to do something like this, under the present system that we have, where property is assessed and property pays taxes, and that supports the community and that supports the services. And so I on and for the amendment, because that at least says, you know, we're going to give you a chance to be to grow if you're not profitable. But I know even the business incubator at the university only allows companies to stay there a couple years. And I just feel like that these are kind of safeguards in place to protect just even a little bit the private market that we presently have. So on and for the amendment.
Representative Hallinan, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question, I believe, is for both the sponsor of the bill and the sponsor of this amendment. It appeared to me that with the second reading amendment, we had an exclusion of any exemption for businesses that are for profit. It excluded allowing an exemption to businesses that lease and are for-profit businesses. So this amendment, this third reading amendment, sounds like it's putting it in or allowing these businesses or for-profit businesses to be exempt from taxes during the first 3 years. So this would be my understanding of it, that it would be extending the period of exemption over and above the amount permitted on the second reading amendment. If I could have that clarified, please.
Anyone else for their first time? Chairman Cohey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe on and in favor of the amendment. And just a point of view, you know, through our BRC grants that we've had in the program the last 5 or 6 years, there are many facilities being placed, constructed, business parks around the state. Some of them have paid out, and I'm not sure all of them have, you know. I've yet to see the real proof in the pudding as to whether all that investment has been wholly wise and a great investment on behalf of the people of the state of Wyoming. Some have, but not all have. I believe this amendment pulls a little bit more diligence into the equation when local governments and economic development folks are considering building something. Hopefully they'll move just a little bit further down the road from that if we build it, maybe they will come to one of those that will provide a little bit more consideration when suggesting and requesting grants and loans from BRC.
Anyone else? Representative Harvey, excuse me.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against the amendment, you know, having worked with Business Council on some project and watching the rigorous scrutiny that they put to be able to be eligible for the project, we work on economic development. We seek to broaden our tax base. We seek to offer employment into our communities. And as they continue to increase the regulation and the rigor of how this can happen, sometimes it just makes it so that people give up before they start. It's a mountain of paperwork. This amendment brings in one more mountain, one more division. It's the division of audit. And it's one more set of paperwork. If we ever thought that people could succeed in starting up a business, perhaps the government red tape would just make it impossible to do so.
Representative Hammonds, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for the amendment. In fact, long before there was the Wyoming Business Council, there were organizations in the state that joined together in order to foster economic development. And in those communities, what they did is they banded together and that they would buy property, which they would then offer to existing companies to move to their community or to expand. They were attracting for-profit companies. And in fact, what happened then is once they leased that property, the lease income was enough seed money for them to go out and buy other property and to, in fact, fund their organization. And so this has existed. The Wyoming Business Council has witnessed that in certain communities and has suggested it to other communities. And in fact, this is multiplying around the state. And it may in fact be happening in some of your communities. And that is that a local group bands together, it's nonprofit, with the sole purpose of encouraging economic development. And so our second reading amendment dealt with that. It said, yes, the property tax should be exempt from property tax unless they're a for-profit company. Now, what this next amendment before us does is further refines it. And it says, if you have brought in for-profit companies, which by the second reading amendment are now paying property tax, the amendment before us exempts those kind of startup companies that are not demonstrating a profit yet. And so that's the fine point that you're missing. They're just little startups. They don't have a profit. And so for 3 years, if they don't have a profit, they will not be paying property tax. And so it's for just a refinement of the idea before us so that we still encourage startups. And so it is, and from my perspective, it's an acknowledgement of the variety of things that exist around this state. And for that reason, I support the amendment as proposed.
Anyone else for their first time? Representative McComey.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thought the presenter of the amendment did such a good job I wouldn't need to get up here, but this amendment has been brought to deal with business incubators. And the need for this type of economic development in Wyoming. The good lady from Washoe County described what's happened in the city just to the north of us. It's a wonderful, wonderful story for Wyoming and people, other people. Same thing that Leeds has done in Cheyenne. I look at this bill as something that was brought there to encourage economic development. The concern that I had with the bill was once they are successful, then taxes should be collected from the property they sit on, not just their building, but the property they sit on. A business incubator is owned by a nonprofit a lot of times. The businesses in the incubator are for profit. And we don't have any real definition for that in Wyoming, in our statutes and how we do this. So this was an opportunity to give these people, that the nonprofits that own the business incubator, that have a for-profit business, that probably aren't turning a for-profit right away, that's the object of a business incubator, and some time to become profitable. Then they will move out. So the non-for-profit organization isn't having to pay taxes because they've got a for-profit business operating inside of it. And I wish we had a better definition in our statutes, and maybe that's something for another time. But on and for this amendment.
Anyone else for their first time? For your second time, Chairman Illoway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For the good gentleman from Sheridan, the chairman of the Labor Committee, these are community development organizations, which is a group of private citizens that have organized, but they've organized under Section 501(c)(6). They're not fly-by-nights. We're not cutting out anybody. They are specific. They have been formed to develop the community, and that's the only reason that they're there. The one that I know personally about will not give or lease land unless those folks, A, will not go anywhere else in the community, or they can't find anything else in the community. And that was one reason that two business parks have been formed. And quite frankly, if it continues with the assessment being so high, you will not find many business parks continue to be formed, because as the vacant land continues to be assessed higher, people can't afford, the community development organizations can't afford to continue to pay high assessments. In regards to business incubators, everybody seems to be obsessed with business incubators. There's the only business incubator that I really know about are those over in across the hill at that state institution. I see no reason to continue to put this large amendment into this bill. I think it confuses the whole thing. If you wanted to say something about business incubators, you might have said it. But quite frankly, I don't think it's necessary. When something becomes profitable, or that building where those folks are, somebody's paying property taxes on the building. And generally, when somebody becomes profitable within the building, they're going to pay property taxes too. So on and against the amendment, I don't think it's necessary.
Madam Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm still opposed to the amendment from the standpoint that, I guess from the work that I do for a living, I don't want to tie the community development organization's exemption for property taxes. I don't want to link that with the business that's going on there and require that business to have to produce certified financial records. And maybe I'm not looking at it the right way, but from my perspective, if I have a piece of property as a community development organization and I choose to lease it to a new business, and right now, without this amendment, that when it's leased, it is subject to property tax, which actually is fine with me. And the new business puts up a building. They're paying property taxes on the building, on the equipment, on everything else. But then if the community development would want an exemption to that leased land, now the only way they get it with this amendment is they have to go to the business they've just put on that piece of property, and they have to say, well, we could sure use this exemption, but the only way we can get it is if you can produce certified financial records. I just don't like linking those two together. So for that reason, I'm on and against the amendment.
Anyone else for their second time prior to the sponsor? Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let me go through these if I can. First of all, there's no requirement for financial records. The confidentiality does not have to be breached. The only way it would have to be breached is if you wanted to have a break on your rent because you couldn't afford to pay the taxes. If you don't want to divulge financial information, you don't have to. I think part of the problem we're running into here is trying to fit this into small towns and big towns. The sponsor said, well, in the big town, if the business is in the business incubator, can't afford to pay the taxes, then the economic development organization just does that. And if you got a lot of irons in the fire and you got a lot of things going for you, that works. But in a small town like where I come from, this is about their only activity. And they don't have cash flow except from the people they lease to. And if they lease at such high rates that the incubating businesses can't make a go of it, obviously there's no reason having a business incubator in the first place. Some issues about the difference between other business incubators and the one that from my home county is that both of the other ones that I know of are owned by universities. And part of the reason they're successful is because they're not burdened by the property taxes. They're tax exempt. Little towns like where I come from, we don't have a university to underwrite this and to own a building like this. The difference, ladies and gentlemen, between yesterday's amendment and today's amendment is very simple. All it does is take the first 3 years for incubating businesses, and if they can't incorporate their tax, the property taxes attributable to their square footage or their property, then their rents will be lowered under today's amendment. And the only reason I bring it is that it is to make business incubators more likely to be successful. I'm certainly not here to try to injure the probability that this bill goes through. I want the bill to go through, but I want it to go through in a way that's really going to help economic development organizations in towns of all sizes in Wyoming. So I urge your support for the bill, and thank you.
We are in third reading, amendment number 1 to House Bill 84. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Third reading, amendment number 1 to House Bill 84 is passed. All those in favor, please stand, because division has been called. Third reading, amendment number 1 to House Bill 84 is passed. House Bill 84, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Cohey,
Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
No.
Semlek. Shepperson.
Aye.
Steward.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Swanitz or Dan.
Aye.
Swanitz or Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 50 ayes, 10 no.
House Bill 84. Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 84 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 112.
House Bill 112, introduced by the Mineral Committee, an act relating to economic development regarding the workforce housing program, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Representative Pedersen.
Mr. Speaker, I move third reading amendment number one to House Bill 112. And it is with great respect for my friend, mentor, and fraternity brother, the good chairman of the Minerals Committee, that I come to you with this amendment, but I think it's important to bring. What I'm essentially doing is stripping the money back out. Why is that? When you start to take a look at this, we're looking at, we didn't fund this fully when we had a $1 billion surplus, and now we're looking to fund it and when we don't. We have within this, there are two things that bother me the most with this particular piece and then a funding mechanism. Number one is you will notice that grants are throughout there. And I'm not worried about 16-6. I'm not here to argue with you about that. I'm worried about, as a body, what are we saying? There's a loan program that's existing right now within there. There's $1 million sitting there. And they came and said, and they testified there in appropriations, said that they get calls all the time about that money. And what ends up happening is someone says, oh, it's a loan, not a grant. Well, I'm not really that interested. And so we're saying that we're going to be a welfare state instead of allowing an investment in our communities. The other piece that particularly bothers me quite a bit is the rental unit in inclusion in here. Now, we talked about how this is an important transition piece, and oftentimes people are renting a house. I rented a house when I first came to Cheyenne until I found one to move into and purchased. It is, in fact, a transition piece, but we should probably be working to transition people out of that into permanent housing. When you are paying a mortgage and you've got a water heater that's on the fritz like mine, and you got to change light bulbs and you can't call somebody else, you have a vested interest in working in the community in order to pay for your home, not your rent. You can walk away from rent. You don't walk away from your home. There's referred to initially in 912-901, subsection B, Romanet 4. The other piece is that I want to keep some of this going is section 2, subsection E, and it asks for the promulgation of rules. I'm very comfortable with that. We have money there. Let's get these promulgation of rules going. Then we can and if it works with the existing assets, we can move forward. But I have a very hard time funding this piece with where we stand with our golden rods. And I now push back for questions.
Representative Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I fundamentally have problems with this whole concept, and I've voiced that before in prior years. Why I'm on the amendment today is I think we all need to take a step back and look at the different little projects and the little bills that we may be carrying. And in a day where $1 million is a lot of money, I think the way this money was put back in on this bill, we didn't have a whole lot of discussion when we decided to do that. There's some projects coming up that I'd like to see us to fund, and times are tough, and I think now would be the appropriate time to go ahead and take a step back and pull the money from this bill and think about the projects that you folks want to bring to the floor. Thanks.
Representative Jorgensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We've seen this bill before in another form, and I believe the last time it appeared, it began as an affordable workforce housing bill with $80 million in it, and it went to 40, and it went to 20 and 10, and it ended up as one with the loans instead of grants, and as has been mentioned, that has not been tapped. During that process, the word affordable was dropped from the sales pitch, if you will, and I don't have to ask dispensation from my brothers because I don't have any in here, but thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just think this is the continuation of an attempt for things that we've always considered a part of private enterprise to become a part of government's obligation, and I just can't see the basis for it. I urge you your support of this. I even have a problem with proceeding with rules. That's just creeping incrementalism towards whatever the goal is. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Bagby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, in these small counties that are boom counties, you have a heck of a time. I don't know how many of you have ever heard of man camps. We have a lot of man camps in Carbon County. And why do we have man camps? It's because there's no place to rent. There's no housing. So these fellows come and live in these man camps, and they send their money all out of state. They can't bring their families out here because there's no affordable housing. And I know this concept costs a lot of money. I realize that. But you take a new family or a new man coming into Rawlins, if he stays in a motel, it's $1,500 a month. Think about that. $1,500 a month on the average. Of course, they do your laundry and they probably have a continental breakfast, but $1,500 a month. And another problem, which is a statewide problem, is housing. We have a prison there in Rawlins. We have a pretty good turnover problem there. And the reason we have that turnover problem is because there's no affordable housing for these correctional officers when they come to Rawlins. So they come, they get their training, they stay, they can't bring their families, and so pretty soon they quit. On and against amendment.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Mr. Speaker. On and against the amendment. If we really want to do something for economic development in the state, to me, this is our opportunity. And I don't think we should let fear govern us as we go forward in the state. I think we do have a bright future in this state, but we do have a problem with workforce housing, and this is an opportunity for the legislature to address that, at least in a small part. And as the previous speaker said, this does allow for rentals. But, you know, when you drive around the state and we have man camps, you see people living in camper trailers. I think we should try and do something about that and help these communities. Look at all the communities across the state that are have things going on, you know, like the new medium prison in Torrington. We've got energy development going on all over the state, and it all requires workforce housing. So this is a bill to help our communities and to help our communities become what we think the state of Wyoming could and should be. The Business Council will be able to choose the best proposals from across the state, because it is a limited amount of money. Each of these costs about $1.5 million probably. So, and it could be a mix of grant and loan. That's what we do with water. I think the Business Council could do that. And get the best benefit for the buck that they can across the state. They have developed this program. They've developed most of the rules for it. They're going to go back and refine it a little more, but ladies and gentlemen, I would ask for your support for this amendment, for this this appropriation, and be opposed to this amendment.
Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd, on and for the amendment, folks, I was off the floor eating a bagel yesterday, and I came back and we swept $2.5 million of this. I just couldn't even believe it. This has been one of the most studied committee burn time on, looked at bill maybe in the history of the legislature. I don't know. We've been looking at this for years and years and years. We've had to cross numerous constitutional hurdles. We're not even sure it's going to work. The rules aren't written yet. We have the loan program in place. Nobody wants it. Not one application for it. And now we have this, and it's going to take several months to write rules. Why would we put money into it when we're going to be spending most of the year writing rules anyway? And then I think the next question is, what is the role of government? And you think, do you think that we can somehow step into this service and be more efficient than the private sector? We had a tremendous energy boom. The private sector is going to take a little time to catch up to it. We're already seeing a softening of housing prices across the state, and we're starting to see a slowdown in this boom. So I just think, you know, I think that deal, I just think it's not the proper role for government. And so if you balance this against the other priorities of the state, putting $2.5 million into a problem that we've been told is so large, then it's certainly not enough money. The original request was $40 million. So why are we going to just chuck $2.5 million out there somewhere? And so I really question its effectiveness, question its constitutionality, and really question our government's role in it. And I'd encourage you to take this $2.5 million and really apply it to some of our legislative priorities where it could really make a huge difference. And so on and for the amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and for the amendment and ultimately against the bill. Those of you who were here last year heard me speak to this issue, and I think it bears a bit of repeating. I come from a community that has experienced boom after bust after boom after bust after boom after bust. When I started high school in 1972, when I went to town to go to high school, there were families living in station wagons out every road from town. It was a mess. It was an incredible mess. But I'm here to tell you that the private market does the job. Those folks who came, who struggled, a lot of times you see a father show up because they've left wherever they were because they didn't have a job. So they show up in my county and my town, and they live in a motel for a month or 2 months or maybe even 6 months before they get the shekels together to go out and buy a used trailer house. And then they phone home and they get the family, and the family comes and they set up housekeeping and they better themselves, and the spouse gets a job and they move forward with that plan, and they improve their circumstances, and they sell that trailer house to the next family that's moved into the community, and they step up. They buy themselves a home, and they settle in. Now, some of them are never able to make that step, and they lose their interest in being there, and they do go back to wherever they came from. But I guess my position is that's the way it ought to be. And this is not a place where we should, we left $1 million there. I think the clear message here is nobody took us up. Nobody wanted a loan. So what are we going to do? Well, let's come back and throw a bunch more money at it and say, let's just give it to them. Let's grant it to them. And that'll get them to use our services. I don't think that's what the state of Wyoming ought to be doing with our very limited resources. And I still have a deep and philosophical problem with, okay, what do? We provide a grant and loan package to somebody who takes advantage of this and provides housing for somebody. So you provide that housing to family A on this side of the street, and family B that moved in last year and didn't have the opportunity of that on the other side of the street is now at a economic disadvantage. That seems to me just inherently unfair and something that we should not be doing. So on the amendment, in favor of the amendment and against the bill.
Representative Hammonds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know so many of you are new to this body, and so for some of us, this is an ongoing debate. But for those of you who are newer to the body, let me try to explain to you. I am opposed to the amendment, but for the bill. It isn't building the apartment buildings or the houses. It's doing what government has always done, and that is building the infrastructure. Government raises taxes and you build sewer lines. It builds water lines. And in this situation, it's very restrictive in terms of what you can do. It's doing what government has always done, and that is provide the infrastructure to get to the place where you would build, the place where people can live, families can live. Now, what I want to talk to you about is the addition of the idea that the infrastructure might go to, instead of family dwellings, single dwellings, that it would go to rentals. May I suggest a scenario to you where in which we have, in Wyoming, one of the few places where people can still get good paying jobs. We can attract the best and brightest trained workers from America because we still have jobs. When those families choose to come to our state, what is the situation they face back home? They may not be able to sell their houses. With the credit crunch, they may not qualify for the loans to buy a house in Wyoming. But their desire is to bring their family to Wyoming. Last year when we were debating this, they would have come and been able to have qualified to buy a family home. Today, they probably can't. And so they will need a rental unit. And so we have a new scenario in front of us today that we did not have previously. And in fact, Wyoming wants to invite families and not invite people to our man camps where they come and earn their money and then return to their homes with their paychecks. What we have before us is $2.5 million. Why that amount of money? Because it allows us to develop the rules and the regulations, and perhaps to try a few projects in some of our communities that, in fact, are ready to take advantage of this situation. Then, in a year's time, when we come back here, we will know what the national economy is doing at that point. We will know whether Wyoming has enough money to further fund this program. But in the meanwhile, we cannot choose today to simply stop. We are not in that bad a shape. We can continue to prudently look to the future, position ourselves for what that future may be. It is not an imprudent amount to do in order to put ourselves in a position where, should we be able to continue to attract the best and the brightest workers to our state, we will be in a position to have them come with their families and to build for our state's future. And for that reason, I am opposed to the amendment and for the bill.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Against the amendment and for the bill, and aren't third reading amendments fun? A lot of things have been said here, but I want to put one stake in the ground. I clearly come from the position that if non-government can do something, government should stay out of it. But we find that we need to support infrastructure in our communities. That's a constant need of our citizens to have a livable place to be, and so we've done that. What we're doing with this bill is helping with the needed infrastructure for part of the community that would also provide places for workers to live. And I use workers on purpose. These are not the very low end people. These are people who are coming to our communities and hopefully make good citizens for their future. There's several things that have been said, and I'm going to try to touch on a few of them. But first, I want to just frame this up a little better than I have at least in other times.
We knew from the very beginning, because of the issue and the constitutionality, that the bills would be a work in progress. And so we worked our way through those constitutional issues. Those are behind us. There was a comment that we would have to redo these for the moving from, if you will, loans to grants. In fact, the rules for that component of it were tested constitutionally because there was an expectation that if the loans didn't work, that we would be back with loans and grants. And so that part of the homework has been done. I believe that when the second reading amendment was brought and put $2.5 million back into this bill, it showed that this body was supportive of finding out not only how to do the rules and that sort of thing, but get a project or two or maybe even three on the ground so that we know the details of how these rules should work. So I'm going to try to touch on just a couple of things. Even though I have a brother or two in this house, they certainly have the right to their opinions, and I hope they leave me with mine. Second, I don't object to people who don't believe this is a project at all. That's certainly their right, and that's what we do in this body. I did make an offer to the good representative from House 16 that if he wants to become a brother, we can do that at a later time. I'm not adopting children, but I might adopt a brother. I think representative from House District 37 made my point. The state should only do those things that are not done by others. And in fact, we have a continuing problem with workforce housing and unaffordable workforce housing. And that's the reason we're helping with the infrastructure to those kinds of facilities with this amendment, or with amendment number two and the bill itself. So I think I've tried to touch on those things that I thought might need a little reemphasis. I'd urge your defeat of the amendment and continued support of the bill.
Representative Stubson, for your first time.
Mr. Speaker, I just want to touch on a couple things. There's been a lot of discussion, sort of blunt instrument approach to the bill, that asserts that this bill works in a way that I don't see it working when I look at the language. And I want the body, as you consider both the amendment and the bill as a whole, to vote on the bill that's before you, not programs that have been already passed and proven to fail, because that's why we're here before you today, to present a program that'll work, to present a program that'll move workforce housing further down the road. And there was a discussion, for example, about throwing monies at private companies so that they can go out and make a profit. That's not what this bill does. There's a clear distinction. You look at page 5 of the bill. There's a clear distinction between workforce subdivisions, those where private entities are involved, and planned workforce subdivisions, which are political subdivisions that come in, and they're treated differently under the loan versus grant programs. And don't gloss over those fine points, because they consider and they incorporate this concern that we don't want to just give away money to private enterprise. We want to make sure that the money is used for the public good. And you look at, for example, page 7. The grant program starts in section C, starts as a loan, and you have a bunch of benchmarks you have to meet, and then a portion of it can be converted to a grant. That's what you're looking at. You're not looking at throwing money at private entities. The other portion of this that has not been there before is the planning component. And when you're looking at only $3.5 million, that's really the important component of this bill, because, frankly, with $3.5 million, you're not going to be building a lot of curb and gutter and street in this state. But what the planning does is it says, okay, you small communities that don't have the resources and they haven't really been focusing resources on this issue because you don't have the staff, we're going to work with you in a grant application program so that you can look holistically at workforce housing, get a planned approach to workforce housing, and then move forward from there. I mean, that makes sense. And that's what this bill does. It doesn't throw money at private enterprise. So I'd encourage you to not take a sort of blunt trauma approach to the bill. Please look closely at it. Look at it, what it actually does. Look what this money will actually fund. And I think you'll agree if you do that, that it's a good step for the state and it moves workforce housing forward.
Mr. Minority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Against the amendment and for the bill, I was sitting there in my seat and thinking that I was the outfielder chasing that home run ball that was hit by a member of a professional baseball team and was caught by the good representative from Casper. I sort of felt like that, but after hearing a couple of other of my colleagues here, indeed this is a planning process for workforce housing. You just don't throw money at housing. In order for housing to be effective, it has to be a planned, well thought out, and it takes a footprint as well. $3.5 million, with some rules, will provide some of our impacted communities with that opportunity. And this is an opportunity. And we take those risks. And this is a risk. I'm not going to say it isn't. But it is a risk that we should take a look at. We should provide those communities that are being impacted that opportunity to deal with that housing that is not available to their workforce. For the bill.
Madam Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm against the amendment, and I am for the bill. And I hate to belabor and say the same things, but obviously at this point in the program, you have to speak once if you want the opportunity to speak again. So this was an interim topic, and we asked the Wyoming Business Council to take a look at this bill. This program's already in place. The rules are in place. True, if we adopt this bill, it will take an update of the rules, but it will not be nearly as lengthy or laborious a process as it was the first time. So that being said, they did some great work this summer for us in looking at this program and seeing how they could better fix it and make it a better, more workable program. Part of the thing that I liked the best about this program was the planning and was the fact that this whole workforce issue had to start from the bottom up in our communities, that these communities had to be able to demonstrate that they had some scope and handle on what they thought their communities actually needed so that we wouldn't be doing this shotgun approach to workforce housing. Make no mistake, in some communities, I'm sure workforce housing is now going by the wayside, but there are, I still believe statewide it remains one of the single most important issues to dealing with what we face today in our state, and that is the lack of affordable housing and the lack of rental units for when our people do come in. So I just urge this body, as the prior speaker from Natrona County did say, look at this bill in its totality and the good stuff that it does and what it does on its face. It's a good step forward for a program that is already in statute, and I just think the body needs to vote against the amendment and in favor of the bill.
Representative Esquivel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like the body to look at $2.5 million. $2.5 million. That's how much money probably leaves this state every day by workers from outside the state of Wyoming. We went to a lot of trouble to provide these good paying jobs. $2.5 million every day leaves this state. And we're doing a pretty good job of spurring the economies outside the state of Wyoming. And that's the one good point right there. If you want to look at it as money, you want to look at it as an economic development tool, just think about that $2.5 million. It's leaving the state every day, going into bank accounts across the country. But none of them in the state of Wyoming. So on it, against the amendment and for the bill.
Anyone else for their first time? For your second time, Representative Horseman.
I'll be brief, Mr. Speaker. Just remind folks that there's $1 million still in this program. I've heard that now this money's needed for planning, and I think the $1 million will be ample for any planning that's going to take place. They've already said they have enough staff to complete the rulemaking process. As far as the $2.5 million leaving the state, I don't know anything about that, I guess. And I just would say that the money that's going to our locals now is, on a biennial basis, this last shot, is $383 million. Much of that is county consensus block money, $191 million of it. There's a lot of money out there if this rises to the level of priority for local governments. And so, again, I would just, you know, encourage you to just stick with the $1 million we already have in there. Because we really don't know how it's going to go, and it's just kind of a deal. Nobody wants the loan, so we're just bound and determined to give it to them. So I'd really urge caution. And then just while you're sitting there, ask yourself, how does this $2.5 million stack up against your own legislative priorities, what you came down here to do, and what you wanted to pass into statute to serve your constituents and the people of Wyoming? And how does this $2.5 million stack up against your priorities? And so I haven't heard one email in favor. I haven't heard one thing. I haven't heard nobody saying, oh, keep that $2.5 million in there. I just haven't heard it. And I think to just throw that money out there, I think until we know a little more and we get down the road a little bit, I think wouldn't be the prudent thing. So I encourage your support of the amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Jorgensen, for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make 3 points. One, the infrastructure that this is to support is already amply provided for by programs in the state with grants and loans. All of these infrastructure items, water and sewer, are supposed to be self-supporting. They're supposed to be enterprise funds. Folks are supposed to pay fees to utilize them. The state's not supposed to give them out. The second item, everyone talks about good-paying jobs. Well, they must not be livable wages, or we wouldn't need to be doing this. I don't know. Folks have tried to address that, but we haven't been successful. If it's such a boom, the workers ought to be getting money. Third item, it's not just money for interest that you have at this session. It's money to fund interest obligations that the state has taken on in previous sessions. Believe me, it is fortunate that this is not a budget year. We have an opportunity to transition our thought process to next year when it is a budget session, and we're not going to have the carryover to even be able to talk about these sorts of things. So I urge you to support the amendment and defeat the bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, pro tem for your second time.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, on and against the amendment. You know, if we don't have a problem in the state with workforce housing, why do we see people living in campers, motels, and man camps? We do have a workforce housing problem in the state, and this will provide planning, grants and loans, and to help with the infrastructure. And that is the role of government, and it is constitutional to provide money for infrastructure. And that's what this bill does. The bill needs some money, and I think the $2.5 million that is in the bill is appropriate at this point in time, given our financial situation. So please vote no on this amendment.
Chairman Lockhart, for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A couple of items. One, there was a mention that this doesn't address affordable housing. The rules that are in place right now look at the county incomes, and that's what they address on the support of the developments and the rentals in that particular area. So there is a focus in the existing rules that were developed under the loan program. Second, I think establishing good housing for workers in our state minimizes some of the other problems that come with transient kinds of environments where people living in trailer courts that are underfunded and RVs that they've brought from wherever. You don't have that established neighborhood, and the support and rationale for my saying that you need something that is more permanent than that is that when you look at the environmental impacts, that's what they talk about, is these places are where the problems with drugs, child abuse, and all of those other kinds of social issues are amplified. I think we need to get them into homes that can be there. Again, I wouldn't suggest this if I thought it was being done otherwise. We heard all through the interim, and even when we had the discussion in the committee, the need is still there. So I'd urge your defeat of the amendment and support of the bill. And there was a phrase by my good colleague from Casper, Wyoming, this is throwing something. I think we're throwing a pass to the 50-yard lines with maybe an open field to take it over the goal line. So defeat the amendment, support the bill.
Representative Pedersen for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to clear, I think, the most important thing up. We've had a lot of people come up and say that that they are against the amendment and for the bill, and I want to make sure that we're all looking at the same amendment. It's amendment number one. They're not two. Being for this amendment is not against this bill. This is taking the funding, the $2.5 million out. This is not shutting down the bill. I want to be clear that we're all looking at the same one. You can be for this amendment and still be for the bill. The point is that if we have, we've established that we want to establish some rules and regulations about how we're going to establish infrastructure. Fine. Do you think it should cost $3.5 million, or do you think the $1 million that we already have that's in the account is adequate to fund planning procedure, just planning procedure? I'm not against the language within the bill. I'm against the funding mechanism of adding an extra $2.5 million to this when we already have $1 million in it. I think that there's plenty to go forward, and maybe this is just me sitting down the hallway too long, you know, and seeing too many dollars flashing in front of me and getting white knuckled every time I see a nickel come up here. But I got to hold the line, and I'm holding the JAC line on this one, and I think that we should not be putting extra money in this when there are so many other things out there that we need to get done for the amendment and probably for the bill.
We are on third reading amendment number one. There is a third reading amendment number two. Representative Pedersen, what would you like to do with third reading amendment?
Mr. Speaker, I withdraw second reading amendment number two to House Bill 112. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's vote on, I'm a little confused here. I've been rattled. We are voting on third reading amendment number one to House Bill 112. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
The chair is in doubt. All those in favor, please stand. Please stand still. Third reading amendment number one to House Bill 112 has passed. Oh, excuse me. Point of order. Let's all those opposed, please stand. Third reading amendment number one to House Bill 112 is passed. House Bill 112, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? No, that's not the question. Let me see. House Bill 112. Yeah, that is the question. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby,
aye.
Barbudo,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Brechtel,
no.
Brechtel, Brown,
no.
Buchanan,
no.
Bird,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Carson,
no.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales. Hallinan.
No.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Oh.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Jorgensen.
No.
Landon.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
No.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlek.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Davison. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 37 ayes, 23 noes.
House Bill 112, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 112 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 186.
House Bill 186, introduced by Representative Anderson, an act relating to fuel tax gasoline agriculture exemption, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Representative Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 186. Members of the body, the reason I bring this amendment is simply to change the enacting date back to July 1st of this year. There's a lot of people that are very concerned with the way that this that ag tax exemption is currently being enforced, and we'd like to get this program in place now. If we have problems with it, we'll probably bring some clarifying language next session, but I would consider it a friendly amendment as I bring it. Thank you.
We'll see what your grandfather says about that. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Teeters follows the script again very well. Petroleum dealers, as well as the Department of Transportation and the Fuel Division, say it'll work very well if we go back to July 1st. There'll be no problems associated with that, to just get it started that much sooner. And my understanding is they both support this amendment, so I would consider it a friendly amendment.
Thank you, and I'm sure that the sponsor of the amendment appreciates it every time you say that. We are on third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 186. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 186 has passed. House Bill 186, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Gilmore.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles. Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
No.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley. Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlek.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 ayes, 6 noes.
House Bill 186, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 186 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 190.
House Bill 190, introduced by Representative Throne, an act relating to suspension of driver's licenses with regards to child support, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Representative Byrd.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to withdraw third reading amendment number one.
Thank you, Representative Byrd. House Bill 190, having received the affirmative, House Bill 190 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? The question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
No.
Byrd. Kennedy,
aye.
Carson,
aye.
Childers,
no.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Dirks,
no.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
no.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lebno,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
no.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
no.
Korberg,
no.
Roscoe, Semlick,
no.
Shepperson,
no.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
no.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 37 ayes, 23 noes.
House Bill 190, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 190 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we stand in recess until 2 p.m. And also, folks, just so you know, I'll announce it now. You know that House Bill 31 will be the first bill up on general file at 2.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The House is in recess until 2 p.m.